Growing up, you and your buddies were always on the same page. Thursday was pickup basketball night. Saturday was an Xbox gaming binge, but then the buddies started falling off one by one. So what if they all have that ring on their finger and you're the only single bachelor left? You've got your own bling. And this one doesn't come with any commitment, just a few really good moments of chill bliss. Why the Sheetz not go for the gold? For a limited time at Sheetz, get your hands on a $3.99 milkshake like the Toffreeze. Made with Hershey's Heath Bars. Unwind with golden ribbons of buttery caramel and a heaping scoop of whipped cream. And don't forget, you can save $1 when you order on the app. At Sheetz, there are endless options when it comes to delicious drinks. Coffeehouse-style cold brews, hot coffees, lattes, shakes, refreshers, and so much more. Everything is customizable, so you always get exactly what you want. And when we say always, we mean 24/7, 365.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. You know, Wendy, you had mentioned also vaxes, and I have a I had an article here. Joe, you may have had that article where it says it shows a great big billboard, and it says, in need of an abortion, have you considered the vax? And the reason for that is there's something like 90% of the women that had gotten, that were pregnant, had had miscarriage. Those that had gotten the kill shot.
We did that story several weeks back.
Yeah, but you not hear about that. You're not hearing anything about that in NBC, ABC, or CBS, do you?
No, because the left loves abortion. The left-wing media, you know, never found a baby they didn't want to murder, so... Hey, what's a bunch of miscarriages to people that like to kill?
Those that love death hate, those that hate God love death, huh?
Death. Amen.
Okay, Ryan in Michigan pledges 50, folks. You've got to help us out here tonight, because now we've got 50 minutes left tonight in tonight's program, and I don't know where we're at, but I don't think we have much. I believe we still have to do at least 6,000. Wait a minute, here it comes now. Okay, let me see here. All right, okay, yeah, we need to do 6,500 yet tonight. So anyhow, that's where we're at. We've got 1 hour. No, we've got 50 minutes to do. We got to pull in 6,500 to match our goal tonight. So I need somebody to get some pledges out there. And phone lines are open at 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Now, the last two nights this year, we're doers of the word. We're not just hearers only. And we put our money where our mouth is. And that's what I'm going to do again tonight. Joe, this will be the third night, and doers of the word, Baptist Church, is going to pledge one more $1,000 tonight. And we're going to do that tonight. And I'm going to ask people out there to match me. I'm going to ask you out there to match that 1,000. So,
well, I would say you'll only pledge it if you get people to match, because that's asking an awful lot of the people in church, because your church is involved in so many things, and it's a pretty big stretch.
We're helping a whole lot of people, aren't we?
We sure are.
That's what doers of the word do. That's what we're out here for. This world's not about us. It's about doing the Lord's work, huh?
Well, that's what God put us here for. He said, we're just pilgrims. We're just strangers passing through. Our home is in heaven. And while we're here, we're to be doing his work. And we get our rewards a little later. Our retirement comes a little later than most people.
All right. Very good. So, maybe you're right. Maybe we should just say, you know, if we can match it, if somebody matches it, we'll give 1,000. But we need to hear from the folks, because again, we are right now 6,500 up away from our goal for tonight. So folks, we need to hear from you at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. So we've got... less than an hour tonight, and then two more nights at 2 hours, so we've got less than five hours for the rest of this week to raise enough money and to stay on the air for...
Let me explain something to the folks out there. The donations pay the radio bills. You've heard us say nobody in this ministry has ever taken any salary, any money, but we have all kinds of other things going on that all the people involved pay their own way. There's Kingsword School of the Bible. There's the prison ministry, Right to Life ministry. Several of us have been in hospice. None of us get paid. I was in hospice for years, never took a cent. It was working for the Lord. So your donations don't pay any of those things. We're doing that on our own time, our own dime. So when we say we donate our own time, our own treasure, our own talent, we're being very serious. I live off my military retirement. The work as chaplain whenever I was a chaplain in hospice, never took any money. That way, just no motivational problems, no problems with the world and the IRS or anybody else. So your donations pay the bills. And so if you want to hear us on the station you're listening to, we have to have them self-supporting. And we know times are hard out there, but we told you long ago to prepare that it was getting bad and to stock up on some food and water and different things. And I'm telling you tonight, from all the people that I trust and listen to, things are going to get worse. A lot of people, oh, it's going to be, you know, remember they told you it was going to be transitory. Well, it's not going to be a depression. It won't go into recession. It won't last long. No, I'm afraid it's going to be bad. So we're just going to tell you the truth and then still turn around and say, we need you to donate to keep us on the air because you're going to need the truth more now than ever before.
Well, when you're giving your funds to the Lord's work, God says, can you outgive God? No. And
he
so
says he will, if you give, he will make sure that you can continue to give.
Absolutely. Can you take any of it with you when you leave this world? No.
You can't take it with you at all.
No, you can't do that. So anyhow, we need to get into, you ready, Wendy, you ready to roll? We have lightning rounds. We've got a lot of info we got to get out. And so you ready to go with us?
Sure.
All righty. Very good. Now, before we go there, let's just tell folks one more time. Apothecary Herbs. Folks, again, like we said, you're going to need food. You're going to, for this winter, this could be a very tough winter. There are going to be a lot of shortages. Already, there's a lot of shortages. And this just didn't come by accident. This was done on purpose. This was done on purpose. The deep state, the Democratic Communist Party, has destroyed our economy on purpose. This is done. Now, I want to tell you this again, and we don't know. We hope that, and we're going to pray that this is not going to happen, but there's a lot of chatter out there, and this is about from people who know, those that have been held high offices in the military, that the Biden crime cartel, bought, owned by the Communist Party, Chinese Communist Party, bought and owned by the Chinese Communist Party, that come November, when they need to get something, anything, a tragedy, crisis, to stop the election, that come November, they're going to be talking about a threat of an invasion by China, and that we cannot militarily, because between Austin and Milley and the other, they're destroying our military. We've got, I believe it was one entire third of the Navy SEALs quit. They're destroying the ones that they haven't been able to make sick or kill off with the kill shots. They're destroying our military now. And the consensus is that this could very well happen. And remember, for those of you who say, well, this can never happen in America, remember, you said what is happening now with the transgender, what is happening now with the kill shots, what's happening now with all of these strange things out there that's happening, that could never happen. It's happening. Sodomite marriage, okay. The corruption in the judicial system. And so
now we left Afghanistan and left those people to die.
Not only did we do that, but we gave $85 billion worth of weapons. We made Afghanistan. We made the Taliban one of the well, they were one of the most weaponized countries in the world, organizations, and, you know, terrorist organization. Biden weaponized them, and he's been bringing in, and we've been telling you, he's been bringing in hundreds and thousands of military age young men, and they're disappearing to places all over the country. These are sleeper cells. These are sleeper cells. Look, the enemy is in the government. When you have this, remember, we used to tell you, remember when the FBI, used to fight against communism. Now they've joined them. They've actually joined them. And so you're in this world. Now, on the other hand, in America, you have 300 million armed Americans, 300 million that are armed, right? And the opposition knows that. And so there's things that are coming your way, but you need to get prepared because it's going to be a cold, dark winter. And so you really need to get prepared. We're telling you to do that. And so anyhow, we got it. We got some lightning rounds, Joe. We got to hit. So we got to get right at it. Number one, flashback. IT and data experts identified material fraud in the 2020 election in Georgia, where 30,000 votes were removed from President Trump. Yet Raffensperger certified these fraudulent results for Biden by 12,000 votes. Anyways, there you go. And so here again, data experts from the Data Integrity Group identified material fraud in the 2020 election in Georgia that would have given President Trump the lead in that state. However, this was ignored. And, you know, we knew about this Raffensperger, and yet he just bought, I think he bought the primary, the Republican primary, by Secretary of State Raffensperger, who...
The election that we've ever had, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah.
But you know, all the liberal media keeps telling us the most honest election ever. Right.
Yep. What we have here is actually have fraud that we can prove in this election. There was fraud in Georgia's election. We can prove it with the data, said Justin Mealy. Said, and the voting will of the people of Georgia is not reflected in what was certified by the Secretary of State. So we know this, and we keep telling you this. And so, and we're going to keep telling you. We're not going to just let them get away with this stuff. Here's another one. Well, we were just telling you about, here I'm looking at a large group of men, young men, and they're all young men, military age, and illegal immigrants were provided tickets from San Antonio to Baltimore on Southwest and cleared through premium lane without IDs. In other words, you know, Wendy, you and Joe and me, if we go to the airport, we've got to show an ID, and if you don't have one of those new World Order IDs, you have to have a passport. And so, but these guys didn't have to show any IDs at all. They were escorted directly through and put in the first class and flown directly from San Antonio to Baltimore.
Remember, a lot of them were called unaccompanied minors, and we found out some of them are 20 years old, 22 years old, 24, and they found some 26-year-old unaccompanied minors.
Well, I'm looking at these. Anywhere between 20 and 30. There's a large group of them here.
We were totally been lied to, and the lies continue on the left, and so we know that the enemy is within, and we have to come to grips that this is, they keep trying to be the loyal opposition. They're not. They're not loyal to America. They're not loyal to God. They're not loyal to the Constitution. They are the enemy of God, the enemy of freedom, the enemy of the Constitution, and we are in the middle of a communist revolution.
All right, Kathy in Cleveland pledges 25. Paul in Texas pledges 50. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Paul. That number again is 888-281-1. The phone lines right now are silent. I don't know. You know, Joe, when we told people and we came so close to having to go off those stations, we said what? Bar a miracle.
Big miracle.
I really did not think we were going to be. I thought we possibly might stay on one of those three, but here now.
Going to keep any of them. I really didn't, knowing what I know. I thought it was impossible to stay on any of them.
Well, anyhow, Salem worked with us, and it took a lot of praying, and at the last minute, those people from all three of those areas sent in money, and it looks like it's almost like it's happening again. We need to hear from them now instead of waiting and to the last minute, folks. Give us a break. Give us a breathing room. Help us out a little bit. This is, this is tough doing this every month. And in summertime especially, it's especially tough in summertime. So 888.
The economic situation is not good, and we know it. So we know what we're asking of you because we have the same problems you do.
Right. And that's why we're telling you and we're warning you. And that's why those of you to get our newsletter, you've got to step up here. You know things that your neighbors don't know. We're getting you information that they do not want you to know. And I hear from people all the time, I never would have known, Pastor. I never would have known. And so 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. You can pay by credit card. You can pay by, PayPal, or you can send a check to WRWL. That's WRWL 14781. That's 14781 Sperry. That's Sperry Road. Again, that's Sperry Road, Newberry. Newbury, Ohio, 44065. And a lot of people out there don't realize there's still a whole lot of people that are not on the Internet, They don't have computers. They don't want computers, right? And I don't blame them. But that's our address. It's WRWL 14781 Sperry, Sperry. Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. All right, Felicia in New York just pledged. Well, I didn't do. Did I do Paul in Texas? Yeah. Okay, Felicia in New York pledges 100. Thank you, Felicia. All right, folks, again, here you go, Joe. And Wendy, you just got to jump in. Just jump in.
Right. Sure.
Here's another one. Biden's latest scheme to provide nationwide abortion is pure desperation. Have you noticed the desperation in Biden? Biden, you notice all of a sudden this guy, he can't get enough abortion. He wants more and more and more. Now, I know he's a wicked and evil man, but is he so extreme? Does he want to kill so many babies because that's all he wants? Or is it to pacify AOC and the squat and the hussies from hell? What do you think, Wendy?
All of the above.
All of the above. Joe, what do you think?
I think it'd be all of the above.
As I wrote above the headline, I first went with laughable desperation because the dogged determination of self-proclaimed devout Catholic Joe Biden to do his damnedest to circumvent the Roe v. Wade overturn clearly demonstrates his near panicked desperation to pander to the radical on-demand abortion crowd. While Biden's disgraceful determination to placate radical abortion activists is laughable, it is on a visceral level only. There's nothing funny about murdering a healthy, fully developed child right up until birth. Yet the desperation of this self-proclaimed devout Catholic who refers to abortion as an essential health care service to ensure legal means to do just is pathetically laughable indeed. You know, what do you think? Do you think abortion is every bit health care as, say, the electric chair or the gas chamber? What do you think?
Abortion is murder. It is killing the very image of God. It is an affront to God because they are destroying His creation that is made in His image.
So those people that call abortion health care, are they liars? Are they liars without any truth in them?
From the very pit of hell.
They're liars from the pit of hell. And does the Bible say that hell has opened her mouth wide?
Yep.
It ain't half full yet, folks. It's an old expression, but it's not half full. So plenty of room for... I was just looking at something. The Daily Mail put up an article here just a few minutes ago, Wendy. Kind of went along with what you were saying with some of the pain meds. And there's a shocking new study out from England. These millions of people have been taking antidepressants with harmful side effects for decades. All of a sudden, they say there's no scientific evidence. They do what they claim. Some people have been saying this for years. Now patients have been left reeling by a groundbreaking study. In other words, they've been handing out these antidepressants all over like candy. Expensive candy that people have been paying, probably now trillions of dollars, and they found out it's nothing more than a myth, this idea that depression is due to a lack of brain chemical serotonin, and all these medicines that are supposed to help, it's now nothing more than a big, expensive myth, according to the Daily Mail and a big study out of England.
Right. Actually, the way your antidepressants work, typically they raise your brain chemical serotonin so high it has an anesthetic effect on parts of your brain, and it's the part of the brain that I believe is connected to your consciousness with God. So people have an apathetic response to that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still depressed, but they just don't care. They're depressed.
Right.
They just don't.
It's kind of like pain. You can take enough morphine, you can sit there and stab yourself in the leg with a knife, and you don't feel it. You don't care. I know. I've been there, and it's not a good thing, right?
No. I mean, they're highly addictive, and you get a lot of withdrawal trying to come off of them, and. It's just really sad. People are, chemically turning off that section of the brain, and you're not dealing with the depression. You're just, you're just taking sort of like, they used to say in the 70s, people would, take drugs to escape reality. Well, that's the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this report said researchers from the UK, Italy, Switzerland looked at 17 major international reviews that documented the findings of more than 260 studies involving almost 350,000 patients. And this was published now recently in the Journal of Molecular Psychiatry and undermined the basis for prescribing the most commonly used antidepressants, and talking about the serotonin reuptake inhibitors or the SSRIs. So there you have it.
So
it,
you can find a lot of those
presses.
Studies. Yeah, you can find a lot of those types of studies on sciencedaily.com. You can find stuff there. But just like I was saying with the allergy shots my son was going to get, I was reading literature in the doctor's office. And at the end of the brochure encouraging people to get allergy shots, it says, now make sure that after you get your shot that you stay at the doctor's office for at least 20 to 30 minutes after you get your shot just to make sure you don't have an allergic reaction.
Right.
So, well, allergic reaction can be anything. And so I asked the doctor, what kind of allergic reaction are we talking about here? Are we talking about a rash? And he went, nah, we're not worried about no rash. He says, we're talking about anaphylactic shock and respiratory arrest.
Oh,
and I said, well, your brochure should say that. Well, but the brochure doesn't say that, because if it did, people wouldn't get allergy shots.
Oh, wouldn't take a shot if you knew how dangerous it really, really was, huh?
Right.
All right, here we go.
The lies go on, don't they?
We're gonna switch gears here. A couple of things. Britain's Royal Air Force halts flights at Bry's Norton Base after runway melts due to the heat wave. The temperatures in southern England were forecast to reach 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. That Met officials said Friday they could surpass UK's highest temperature of 101.7 degrees recorded in July of 2019. France and Spain are also baking under temperatures soaring over 100 degrees. Britain's Royal Air Force said on Monday aircraft were using alternative airfields to the Bry's Norton Air Base due to extreme temperatures after Sky News reported the hot weather had melted the runway at the Oxfordshire base. By citing a military source said the Royal Air Force had all halted flights and out of the base. Britain is forecast to hit record temperatures on Monday. So Joe, let me ask you that. Is that due to us driving SUVs and producing oil, or has that happened in the past?
Oh, boy. Has it happened in the past? Here's the big lie. And if you want to verify what I'm saying, you can go to Joe Bastardi's website, weatherbell.com. A lot of this will be found there. Anyway, back in 984 through 1400s, the Vikings were living on Greenland, and they were growing wheat, raising goats and sheep, where today there's a ice cap, and they're all concerned because the ice cap is melting, and it's uncovering these old Viking villages that were there for 450 years, approximately. We can go back and look at temperatures, and I've got some of the hottest temperatures in Oregon. Back in 2021, they reached 119 degrees. It tied records in 1898, 123 years ago, when there were record temperatures of 118, 120 degrees back in 1898. There were higher temperatures on 1961. You look all over this country, all the way back, we had some of our highest records were in the 1800s when they started recording temperatures.
Joe, hold it right there. Diana in Arizona pledges 100. Tim pledges 30. Paul in New Jersey pledges 100. Pat in New Jersey pledges 200. And Tony in Parma pledges 100. We still haven't had a matching 1,000 yet, folks. We're still waiting for that matching 1,000. Thank you. Okay.
There's somebody out there. So we know that the highest temperature in the United States was recorded in 1913. It was in Death Valley. It's never gotten higher than 134 degrees. And I'm looking at the Dust Bowl. Some of the highest temperatures ever recorded in the United States happened during the 1930s. We had some of the most severe weather, and some of the highest temperatures were in 1936. So we can go all the way back. Alaska had its highest temperatures 1915. Hawaii's highest temperatures were in 1931. This isn't anything new, folks. In fact, the temperatures that today that they're talking about in the U.S. and England about this horrible heat wave, according to history, these were the normal temperatures back during the time of Christ, and when the Roman Empire ruled Jerusalem, this would be their average temperatures back then. So this is nothing new. Nobody wants to go back and remember that old. If you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat the mistakes of the past. They're screaming Biden comes out. It's an emergency. I've got to do all of these executive orders to stop this horrible crisis we're having. Now, we've had these temperatures before, all the way back to the year 1000 in Greenland. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun, folks. Nothing's changed except the liars and their lies.
So what is the very last verse we read over in Genesis chapter 8? God gives us a promise. Do you know what that promise
is? I'm going to look it up because I have an idea what it is. Genesis 8.
Yep.
While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease.
So God says he's going to keep the, while the earth remaineth, and whose decision is it how long the earth remains?
His.
So is man going to change that?
Man cannot destroy the earth. God is. Got a time frame when he will end the earth, and that's when it'll happen, not for any other reason. And
John Kerry that's flying all over with his jets, with his personal jets, and who had several big SUV limousines, he's saying it's you other people that have your SUVs, you other people. By the way, like, remember Al Gore with his mansions, his house,
right,
that used 30 times the normal amount of electricity as a normal house? And they keep talking about you other people. So a little hypocrisy there, isn't there?
Oh, more than that. Look at all these people, Barack Obama. Where did he build his houses? Both of his expensive, very, very expensive houses are on oceanfront property. But they tell you that the oceans are going to rise and they're going to flood all the coastlines and there's going to be this horrible damage, yet all these rich liberals have property in Martha's Vineyard, Hawaii, on the coast, the Bush family, everybody else, they have oceanfront property and then they're screaming it's because the oceans are going to rise and flood the earth.
I know. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come. Dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, I want to see the preacher. So they left them alone. Will you make me a promise? She said, as you walk in. He said, tell me what I can do. She said, this to me.
Tell mom and dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above, heaven they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, tell them all he's done for them. Mom and Dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them.
She said, I know I'm dying, but that's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about Mom and Dad? I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
Tell mom and dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above, tell them they can see me. Jesus, tell them what he's done for them. mom and dad about Jesus, please. So I'll see them again.
She said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, promise me you'll tell them. As she faded off to sleep, he said, sweetheart, don't worry. And that's a promise that I'll keep.
The pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please. So I'll see them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
Folks, that's the best idea you can. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, and you parents, tell your children about Jesus. You really need to. You really need to. They're not going to hear about him. Well, what they do hear about him in the public school won't be good. Anyhow, Judy in St. Paul pledges 50. Eliana in New Jersey matches me, pledges $1,000. Thank you. And Christy in Michigan pledges 100. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's Celeste. There you go. Celeste in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Now, we're at 3,000. We're with $3,580 short right now. $3,580. So that's what we need. And we've got, wow, about 14 minutes. We've got 14 minutes, but we're going to hang around here a little while after we go off the air tonight, folks. We got to make it. 3,580 is where what we need right now. And the number is 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Now, remember, where it comes to the T-shirts, where it comes to the books, remember, we have those books available by Dr. Peter Glidden, and Attempt a Cure, or Everybody's Sick and I Know Why. We have those available. And so, but we're not going to send it. You got to tell us. You see, you got to let us know that you want them, okay? Yeah, a physical letter really works best. That way, with a physical return address where we can get it out to you now. Yeah, written very clearly. Okay, now, here you go. Oh, my gosh. Dems vote unanimously for child sex traffickers. Joe, here, what we've been telling you and telling you and telling you, you know, about that the Democratic Communist Party is flush with pedophiles. Yep. Here you go. This should not come as a surprise to anyone, considering what an important constituent child groomers are to the Democratic Party. The group includes teachers, pedophiles, drag queens, and without them, the Democrats stand no chance in the midterm elections whatsoever. You stick with what you know best. Representative Chip Roy wanted to increase the penalty for those who traffic children for sex. The new penalty only applied to actual traffickers, not to child pornographers or run-of-the-mill Democrats, run-of-the-mill pedophiles. You know what kind that can't resist? Well, sniffing a young girl's hair or whispering secrets in her ear. Who do you suppose he's talking about, huh?
Yeah.
Therefore, the only reason you could possibly have for voting against the bill is in defense of those who make money pimping out young children. Here's the ones that voted against it. You would expect this. Jerry Nadler, New York. Jerry Nadler, God's Word, the Bible says sodomy. Sodomy is an abominable sin, Jerry Nadler. God's Word in the Bible says sodomy is an abominable sin. Zoe Lofgren, Sheila Jackson, Steve Cohen, Hank Johnson, Ted Douche, Karen Bash, well, I'll just tell you where they're from, Hakeem Jeffries, New York, David Cicilline, Rhode Island, Eric Swalwell, that's the guy that shacks up with communist spies, California, Ted Lieu, California, Jamie Raskin, there's another really, really bad one from Maryland, Pamela Jayapal, Washington, Val Demings, Florida, Lou Correa, California, Mary Gay, Scanlon, Pennsylvania. These are all people that voted unanimously for child sex traffickers. These are the ones that voted for child sex traffickers. Sylvia Garcia, Texas. Joe Nequise, Colorado. Lucy McBeth, Georgia. Greg Stanton, Arizona. Madeline Dean, Pennsylvania. Veronica Escobar, Texas. Mondaire Jones, New York. Deborah K. Ross, North Carolina. And Corey Bush, Missouri. These are the ones that voted unanimously for child sex traffickers. Folks, there you go. I guess you got to be known for something, huh, Joe?
Yeah, might as well be famous for being a promoter of pedophilia. Oh, how horrible. I mean, you know, but the trouble is they made it sound like they voted against the bill, but the bill was to, you know, punish these people, go after them, and their voting against the bill was their way of saying, no, we want to protect these people. We don't want to punish them. We don't want to go after them. So you got to be real careful because you'll see how the left portrays it. Well, these people voted for freedom, you know. Yeah, right.
All righty, here you go. Listen to this. Now, this is surprising. This might even surprise Wendy Wilson. Wendy, Fox News superstar, flirting with 2024 presidential run. I want a leader who can think, can still think clearly. Now, this is an article by Joe Kovacs. Now, who do you think, and this comes from World News Daily News Center, who do you think this could possibly be, a Fox News superstar flirting with running for the White House? Let's see if Wendy can take a guess. Wendy, can you take a guess?
No, I'm not going to guess. Who is it?
Let's see if Joe can guess it. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, the first name is Tucker.
That's right, Tucker Carlson.
Carlson, yep.
Tucker, if you'd like World News Daily, get the news with matters most delivered directly to your inbox, right? So he's one of the most popular faces on the Fox News Channel and the darling of conservatives nationwide. Now, there's speculation that the top-rated broadcaster, Tucker Carlson, may run for president 2024. Now, here, during a Friday speech,
a lot of people asking him, and a lot of people want to donate money if he would set up a campaign fund or a whatever you have to committee. There's a lot behind the scenes going on because he is willing to go out there and fight. They've gone after him at his house. The left just totally hates him, and that's why so many people are trying to get him to run. Because he is so knowledgeable, he's outspoken, he's got faith, he mentions God, and he mentions the American family, the Constitution, and I think it's an interesting choice.
I'm amazed he's still on Fox News. I'm amazed he's still there.
That they've left him, yeah.
Yeah, because, again, you know, what has happened, and again, you know, where it comes to, he has been telling the truth, and that's... A lot of them won't do that.
No. In fact, very few will tell the truth like he does.
So, very good, yeah. Anyhow, let me see. We have Coach in beautiful Brunswick pledges 100. Thank you, Coach.
I've got a quick bunch of headlines put together. You'll see how they fit together.
Hurry up. You got 6 minutes. 6 minutes. We got to raise... Let me give the numbers quickly. 888-281-1110. or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Joe.
All right. We've talked about the Democratic Party being a communist party, the enemy. Here are these headlines. One of the congressional Democrats claims the Supreme Courts are a threat to our planet. Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman of New Jersey, she wants to pack the Supreme Court or get rid of it, but they are a threat to our planet. Washington Post is out. The Kavanaugh's neighbors say protesters are targeting the residents, calling them Karens, fascists, threatening their children. They are going up and down in front of the neighbors' houses, using drums and megaphones, chanting the F word, F your children. This is against the neighbors of Kavanaugh, what they're doing to Brett Kavanaugh's neighbors. Hopefully they think if they make the neighbors mad, they'll get Kavanaugh to leave. A Harvard Law School professor, cyber law, Alejandro Carabello, came out and says the Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe should never know peace again. They should never, ever know peace. They're enemies of the nation, et cetera, et cetera. Then the New York Times comes out with an op-ed that Democrats need to embrace the politics of fear. We need to scare people to vote. Fear of abortion. And fear can drive all the liberals and the strange wackos to the polls because we just make them afraid that conservatives are going to take away sodomite marriage. They're going to take away the ability to cheat when they vote. They're going to, you know, gay marriage, the whole bit. We've got to use fear, fear, fear. And that's what the Democrats have been doing as long as I've known anything about politics.
Well, you know, Joe, there is something to that because it's a fact that right there in Los Angeles and San Francisco, they know that if the Republicans were to take over, then the Democrats would have to use toilets instead of sidewalks when they defecate, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And they couldn't do it right out in the public square like they've been doing. And
like
so
they did in New York, in Washington, when they were there for the Mad Cow March, the defecating in doorways and, yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, but they'll pass, those Republicans would pass legislation banning men from having their periods, their menstrual cycles. Okay, remember now. Remember,
maybe they wouldn't allow tampons in the men's room, huh?
Remember, Josh Hawley was debating with that liberal, and they said, but she really tore Josh apart because she was talking about how men can have menstrual cycles and men can have babies.
Right.
Wendy, have you ever known any men to have menstrual cycles or any men to deliver babies?
Well, I've seen male gynecologists or obstetricians deliver babies, but they can't have babies.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, so now then here, just recently, do you know who William Thomas is?
Do I know who?
William Thomas. He's a guy that woke up one morning and felt like he was a woman. So he competed in the women's swimming.
Swimming, yeah.
And he
couldn't make it as a male. He wasn't in the top 10, so he switched teams.
And he actually had to, purposely, he was instructed to slow down a little bit and not beat the next woman swimmer by too much because it looked bad. And so here now, this guy made Woman of the Year, William Thomas, at Penn State. That shows you the mental capacity of Penn State. Folks, you want to send your children to Penn State where they make a man Woman of the Year. There's something going on there, folks. What about, Joe, you said it. Putting Tampax out there in the state of Washington and out there in Oregon and boys' bathrooms. You know, that really had a bad effect, you know, on those young boys. They weren't quite sure what they were to do with those things, right?
If the fathers had any nerve at all. They would walk in, rip them off the walls, take them out and throw them and say, not in the bathrooms that my family uses, you know. But people on our side, for some reason, are not getting angry. They are sitting back watching the country be destroyed, and they're kind of having an indifferent attitude, like, well, somebody will fix it, won't they? And no, we need to get mad. We need to say, in the name of Christ, no, we're not going to go here. We're not going to do these things. We're not going to do this to America's children, and we need to have some righteous anger.
You know, Wendy,
says that's good.
Wendy, you had children. When you had your children, did you breastfeed them?
Yes.
You were called a nursing mother, weren't you?
Right.
Well, if the Republicans get in, you won't be able to be called a chest feeder anymore, because they're changing that. There's no longer, in these schools and colleges, they're called chest feeders, right? And so, and of course, you know, they want their drag queens and their critical race theories and babies killed 28 days after they're born. That's what the Democrats are all about. So we're out of time for tonight, folks. Again, I wanted to tell you that 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. We're going to be around here for a little while yet tonight, taking a few more calls for about another 5 minutes before the computers run us out of here. So anyhow, those numbers again, we need to hear from you, because we still came up real short of our goal, and I know it's about at least 3,000 short. We need to hear from you if you're going to, and I'm very serious, if you're going to continue to hear from us. This is very, very, very serious. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, we're at that time. It's the most important part of the program. And one day, we won't ever have to do another fundraiser, because we won't need them. Where those of us that have been born again, we're going to be going to a place where not only will we not have to raise funds, we won't ever have to pay rent. We won't have any electric bills. We won't even have to go grocery shopping. And we won't worry about Joe Biden's high price of gas, right? You know why? Because God's Word, the Bible, has said that those of us that pray to Father God, asked for forgiveness of our sins, and then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, who took our place upon that cross and paid it for our sins, and those of us will be going to glory, eternity. We will be changed. We will be new creatures. We will be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. That's what God has said. And so you're out there listening to me tonight. On the other side of that, those that fail to repent of their sins, fail to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, they're not going to fare so well. And it's your choice out there tonight, if you're listening to me. Have you done that? Now, let me tell you something. You say, well, I don't know if I believe all of that. Well, you will. You will. There's no chance that you won't. There's no unbelievers in heaven or hell. God, who cannot lie, has said that. And if you have not received Christ as your Savior, right now you're walking on a tightrope over a lake of fire. Do it tonight. Well, we're out of time, so until tomorrow, as we always say, good night. God bless. And always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.